You are now listening to Triples in Ecstasy, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is Admiral James T. Kirk of Federation Starship Enterprise. Your presence here is an act of war. You have 2 minutes to surrender your crew and your vessel, or we will destroy you.
Admiral Kirk, this is your opponent speaking. Do not lecture me on treaty violations, as this broadcast is intended for mature audiences. In the following podcast, there will be thoughts and opinions expressed that in no way reflect your Federation, this station, website, or affiliated partner.
Who is this? How dare you?
Who I am is not important. Listen to discretion is.
You Klingon bastard.
Space. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Tribbles. Her ongoing mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new content and new stuff, to boldly go where no podcast has come before.
I'm now joined with Richard Evans from StarTrekRiser.com, and with me as well we have Antida.
Hi everyone.
Xander.
Hello.
And as well as Richard Evans.
Oh, that's me.
Yes, that is you.
Just derp. Like, duh.
This derp moment is brought to you by Riser.
Oh wait, that's me.
So from Star Trek Riser, we have Richard Evans.
Good evening.
And we also have two new people who have just joined Star Trek Riser. We have Aaron and we have John. Welcome.
Thank you.
Howdy.
Now, Richard, it's been a while since you've been on Tribbles. So can you tell us what's new with Star Trek Riser?
Well, we have been busy. So obviously we updated to a newer version. We added loads of content and wonderful magical things. So we've added a cool ranking system. Able to add various badges. We've added promoted posts. We've added the groups and pages features, which is something that people wanted. We've added a trending kind of block sidebar area, so you can see what books are trending with the various hashtags that are going on. What else? We've kind of updated the style a little bit, and we're going to continue to update that as well, but we'll talk about that later. Lots of things have really happened.
Excellent. Now, Aaron and John, you're new to the social network. What brought you to Star Trek Riser? Do you want to go first, Aaron?
Sure. Well, I believe I've known Richard since 2011 when he had his role-playing group, and I've been with him, and I've been seeking it out a little over the past year, just popping in, and I thought I might as well join. Sounds pretty good.
What about you, John?
Well, my story's pretty much the same. I've known Richard for quite a while when he ran Section 31. I don't know. I just kind of joined up just to see what was going on, and then Richard made me a staff member, actually. So now I'm helping out.
Excellent. So, how long have you two been involved in...
Wait a second. you guys were members of Section 31, and now you're in charge of... And you're in charge of Star Trek Riser? Maybe you should not be saying that.
Yeah, I
wow.
think
we should be concerned. We should be afraid.
Now, yeah. Section 31, that's a fleet in Star Trek Online, isn't it?
It was indeed, yeah, and also RPGX group, which is a mod for Star Trek Voyager Elite Force One.
Nice.
Okay. You've now got a new competition going on, haven't you, for, was it to the end of July, isn't it?
End of June. So
end of June, sorry,
week,
yes.
In fact.
So you got a couple of days.
Yes. Yes, it's about 6 days away. So next Monday is the final deadline. It's an absolutely fantastic competition. I am so excited for this one. So obviously, you know, before we've done competitions throughout the year and everything, and especially kind of in the last couple of months or so from about November, and I really wanted to celebrate like 1 year of the idea of Riser, of right from the beginning of the concept, right all the way through to where we are today. And so I really wanted to treasure that and celebrate it with our users, which as it stands of Tuesday the 24th of June at 9:35 PM GMT is 661, so 661 members. I wanted to celebrate that with the users, and what better way by getting involved with a Trek actor. And over the year we'd been in contact with Garrett Wong, just generally speaking to him, you know, what he's been doing around the convention world and things like that. And I came up with the idea last week before, and I just thought, you know, you don't know until you ask these things. So I sent him a message asking him, could we have you as a partner with this competition? This is what we have in mind. Is this something you'd be interested in? And to my surprise, we got a yes. And it was
great.
Fantastic. I was so excited. I was jumping up on, in my chair and everything. It was absolutely amazing. I'm so pleased that he's agreed for this competition. And since then, and we've just kind of exploded again with publicity, with so many members liking us on Facebook. We've literally just hit 100 likes on Facebook within the of recording this. Followers have kind of exploded as well. General just news traveling about with Garrett's involvement has been absolutely fantastic. So yeah, with the competition, you get a chance to win a video chat session with Garrett himself. We ask him any questions you like, anything about Star Trek in general, about him and everything, and he'll be more than happy to answer them for you as well. Also, it's a really fantastic fantastic competition really to get involved with. It's just so simple to enter as well. So all people need to do is get on Riser, log on, register, send out a message with the hashtag HarryKim, all one word, and you can put whatever message you like with it. It's just the hashtag that we need, automatically entered into the draw. And it closes on Monday the 30th of June, and on Tuesday the 1st we will announce the winner.
What was the hashtag again? HarryM?
HarryKim.
HarryKim, yes.
Okay.
So the winner is going to be announced on Tuesday, 1st of July, you said. Does that mean that there is only going to be one winner who gets this grand prize, including a video chat session with Garrett Wong, 1 million energy credits, and all the other goodies that you've mentioned? Or will you have more winners?
I think for this competition, we will do a secondary prize as well. The main winner will be the person who will get everything, and as a second prize, as a runner-up prize, whatever you want to call it, as we'll kind of do the Riser based one. So we'll do verified member status, access to the development site, and access to the Admirals group, just as a thank you for participating, really.
Mm-hmm.
More than anything else.
So how will you actually be determining who the winner of this competition is?
So what's
when you say the winner will be announced?
So with the hashtag system that we've, it's really great because then I can track the posts within the site. And what I will do is I will, whoever's made a post with hashtag HarryKim, I will put that into a list of the user names who've made that post, and I will use a random name generator. And I'll just cross off names going through this name generator until I only get one left, and then that will be the winner. And then I will announce it on social media, so Riser, Twitter, Facebook.
Okay. It's really an awesome prize, and it's so great of Garrett Wong to actually, you know, give 10 minutes of his time in order to participate as a partner with you guys in this competition. Yours is a truly awesome website, and it's so glad to see that it has, you know, evolved and expanded into this great social media website. I still remember the first time that you came on to introduce us to the data network, as it was called before. And that was a great show. We had a lot of fun doing that and just learning more about it and being in contact with you and, you know, getting the feedback from you about the increased member number and, yeah, passing 660. Wow. Good job.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much. Well, it's not over yet. You know, Riser is my baby at the moment. I've fallen in love with it, and it's absolutely fantastic.
I think it would be Papa.
Yeah, I think that would be better.
I don't know. I watched him play the Sing That Song in Les Miserables, and he hit that high note pretty suspiciously.
Ooh, yes, we actually had Richard sing to us, ladies and gentlemen.
And it was awesome. That should be part of the prize.
five minute
singing session. you can sing what's it called, Soft Kitty.
Oh, brilliant! As Midnight said, we don't want to scare people away.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it hasn't scared us, but then again, yeah, we're slightly on the crazy side of things, so...
Absolutely. But going back to my point... Absolutely, but going back to my point, you know, Riser is my baby at the moment. It's something that I'm going to continue to work on. I've kind of got a plan in my head about what's going to be happening next, but it's something, you know... It's something to add on. I want to get Riser as a really good grounding, first of all, before I start expanding myself into different areas and everything. So, stuff that's coming up next in future updates and things, I'm physically excited about it. There's no words to describe it. I mean, we're going to be attending Destination Star Trek London. As well, so that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, because you posted that you're going to be attending, and do you have any plans? Obviously, you're going to be promoting Riser during that time. Any other plans of maybe doing a few interviews here and there for Riser, or, you know, what are your plans when it comes to that?
I think... For me, my plan is to really just speak with the fans themselves and speak with the vendors as well. I really want to expand Riser as much as possible. And, you know, I think there's an estimated 10,000 people going to this event over the course of the 3 days, potentially even more. I could be wrong.
The media stuff they've sent out has said they're estimating 25,000 people to attend.
Yeah, it is London. Is a lot.
Absolutely. Wow. So, in an ideal world, I'd like to hit every single 25,000 people with a flyer of some sort, but that's just not possible. So, obviously, for me, it's a case of just speaking with the fans, you know, talking to them about their love of Star Trek, and then suggesting to them politely, get on Riser now, because it's the best website in the world. And I just really promote things that way. I will look to do some interviews in and around where different podcasts and missions and whatnot are there. I'm going to do as much speaking and as much promotion as I possibly can, really.
Excellent.
That's awesome. One thing that I've noticed you advertise before is different jobs that you had available at Star Trek Riser. Are you still looking to add to your staff members, or do you have everyone you need right now?
There's always new things that are coming up. There's new things that are happening. There's always something to be done and always support to be had. And so, which is one of the reasons why John's come on board, because he's able to kind of almost attack the American market a little bit, because obviously based in the UK, I can target the UK market quite well, but not necessarily the American target without not sleeping for 3 weeks and just constantly bashing that side. So one of the reasons why John's come on board is so that he can help market the website to the American fans. And also John's role is going to continue to support what I'm doing and what our developers are doing and everything else. So making sure that we've got all the right stuff, making sure that documentation is all up to date, making sure that, you know, pages are as current as possible, that are vibrant as possible as well. And as always, as with anyone who comes to join the team, bring their ideas, bring their, oh, I think we should be able to have this functionality or this purpose within it. And so that's what I want within a team. I don't want, you know, someone who's just a admin assistant or who's just a website developer or just so on and so forth. I want everyone to be able to intermingle and intertwine and matrix.
That's cool. So if anyone else out there listening to this interview is actually you know, willing to roll up their sleeves and help you take Ryza to new heights, they can just contact you. If they wish to join you, they know where to register, but if they actually want to join you as a staff member, who do they contact?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, we do have specific jobs that we're particularly looking for at the moment. But if you just want to get your hands dirty and get into the grips of Ryza, then just, you know, all the email address is exactly the same. It's info@StarTrekRyza.com. Send us an email. Say that you're interested. Say what your skills are, what you'd like to do, and then we'll find something for you. And if we can get something that you'll enjoy, even better. If you don't enjoy it, well, I can only apologize.
And these are all voluntary jobs, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in an ideal world, we'd love to pay everyone. We'd love to be able to give Diathium to everyone. But unfortunately, we're in the real world and we can't.
Okay. Now, Aaron, you're new to the network. What do you think of it so far?
I think it's come a long way, especially from Rich leaving from his role-playing group he had. He's taken it to new heights, and I think he's done a wonderful job, and I really like it.
What about you, John? What are your thoughts on how the network's progressed?
Well, all I can say is I checked it out back when it was the Data Network as well. I didn't really put much time into it at that time, and I kind of just kept an eye on it to see how it was developing, and as it became Ryza, I sort of became more involved. And as, obviously, Richard's made me a staff member, I've just become more and more involved, and I'm really enjoying that aspect.
Sounds great.
You also have the website, the entire website, translated into several languages already. You have German, Spanish, Italian, Dutch, Serbian language. Are you still looking to translate it to other languages, or is it difficult to maintain a website in so many different languages, and this is where you would like to stop and you would like to expand on Ryza more and your members before you actually move further into translating it for other languages?
I mean, the one thing that is great with the way that the website has been designed is that we can just have one language file that has every single phrase that is across the website, excluding posts, because obviously that's the two said person, if that makes sense. So it's a case of I was actually working on the Gen file a couple of days ago, being able to just add everything that we're possibly going to need in the next 6 months. And we've got a Dutch translator, a Dutch German translator, I should say, who will just, in spare 5 minutes, just type away translating various things. And and we're looking to kind of do the same and get lots of people to do it.
That's pretty awesome. It's nice to actually have a website that even if you don't speak English, even though in today's world there's huge percentage of the world's population that does speak English, but there are still those who do not and who might be enticed in joining the website if the website was in their native mother tongue. So yeah, that's a really, really good thing that you guys got there.
Absolutely, and one of the best things that I didn't even realize is a massive following in Indonesia, and so we've been in contact with them to see, you know, what is their native language, is it English, and you know, we're starting to build out international relationships, if that makes sense, connections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, the cost of expansion all over the world, speaking many different languages. But there's only one Star Trek, and there's only one Star Trek Risa.
Absolutely.
So, back to this competition. I'm just looking at it now. You mentioned that the end date of the competition is Monday, 30th of June. Being that you're kind of a global website with followers, with members from all across our beautiful planet Earth, what time zone are you actually taking the end date for the competition for Monday 30th of June? Is it GMT?
Yes, it'll be GMT. What it'll be, I will... I didn't really set a time limit, did I?
That's why I was looking at so what if a person from Indonesia is looking at it, their Monday 30th, you know, or their July 1st might already still be your Monday 30th. So
yeah,
just to clarify that
point.
For listeners.
Yeah, that's a good point. What I will say is it'll be GMT midnight. So at 11:59 PM, we will still accept entries into the competition. But as soon as it hits midnight on Tuesday the 1st, that's it. And then we'll announce it on Tuesday the 1st.
So out of curiosity, say I am a GMT plus 2. When I actually post something, I'm just going, can I get to see the time and date of my post?
It tells you how long ago it was posted, whether it was like 6 hours ago, or 41 minutes ago, or 2 seconds ago, or a few seconds ago, I should say. I don't think it doesn't say the specific date.
Yeah. No, I was just trying to point... members and listeners who might join you, you know, until the end of this competition, just to kind of give them a few pointers where they can actually look at the time.
I think, yeah, that's, you know, okay. Just I think just to play it safe, you know, think, where am I in reference to GMT, and then just post it, just do it, the earliest the better.
Exactly. And when in doubt, there's always timeanddate.com.
Absolutely.
Where would you like to see Risa a year from now? How would you go about doing it?
Probably from a year from now. I'd like to have probably around about 2,000 plus members who are genuinely using the site, who are actively using it each and every day. I would love to have a good strong team to help market the site, to help with any reports that come in. So if there's like a problem post or user or image, just to have a team that's almost dedicated to solving those and solving those issues. I'd love to have an iPhone app, absolutely love to have one, but that's way off into the distance. That is absolutely...
But there's more Android users.
There is, but I'm an iPhone user and I love iPhones, so therefore we're going to have an iPhone app. There is already a basic Android app. Yeah, there is already a basic Android app. But functionality is very limited. It's pretty much the website encased in an app, which is not great, to be honest. It doesn't do everything that users want, and it's probably better to go through your web browser rather than through the app, if I'm honest. So it kind of developing that side of things, a little bit more mobile media side of things, so having one cross-platform app for everyone. But again, that's going to take time and money and effort and everything. So yeah, there's lots of things to think about. I'd love to have more track actors involved within the website. And yeah, just let it launch.
Excellent. Right. Well, thank you very much for coming back and joining us. And yeah, it's great to hear about getting track actors involved with the competition. So hopefully things like that will continue.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got a few in mind, but it's just whether they'll be willing.
Kirk!
Hey, you gotta start small and then build on that. And I'm pretty sure, you know, you've started small and you've built quite a bit already in just 1 year that you guys have been online. So all the best to you for the next year and hopefully many more to come.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Thank you very much for joining us, and thank you, John and Aaron, for joining us as well. Till next time, take care, everyone.
And mescaline, hairy mud and heroin, Deanna Troy and Dexatrim, Bones McCoy and opium, Demerol to Baldigo, amphetamines to make it so. Another night of triples and ecstasy.
Hey, 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 hey! Hey, 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 hey!
Crack cocaine and Tasha Yar. HP, Jean-Luc Picard, two vodkas and tryptophan, Odo, psilocybin, ketosalai and ketamine, 25 cc's of cortisone, another night of stribbles and ecstasy.
Hey, 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 hey! Hey, 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 hey!
Mr. Spock and methadone, Viagra and the voyage home, Enterprise and LSD, lithium and Leonard Nee, moisture lips and Pagabong, take a hit and sing along, another night of triples and ecstasy.
Hey, 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 hey! Hey, 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 hey!
Thanks for tuning in to tonight's broadcast of Triples in Ecstasy, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be sure to check Holosuite Media, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Tribbles in XTC, or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to tribblesinecstasy@gmail.com. Join us next week for another episode of Tribbles in Ecstasy, the only place where Tribbles and Klingons are friends.